56 Palestinians killed by Israeli military forces, 897 injured, and over 500 settler attacks since the resumption of the so-called peace negotiations between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. These figures were revealed in a recent damning report by the Palestinian Liberation Organization. The PLO claimed that these figures were proof that rather than demonstrating goodwill during this period, they've made every effort to derail the peace process, which resumed in July 2013 following a three-year hiatus.
Netanyahu's government is using the period of negotiations to continue killing in cold blood, attacking Palestinians, arrests, expanding settlements, and Judaizing Jerusalem al-Quds. Through these actions, they are trying to control the population and extend the time of the negotiations.
The PLO claimed that these rights abuses have continued with near impunity by the international community. Palestinian rights groups are calling an end to the negotiations, noting that Israel are clearly not committing themselves and rather take punitive measures against these crimes.
They are not serious about the peace talks. While they continue to kill, they have no interest in peace. Palestinians must now go to the United Nations, Arab countries and international institutions to pressurize Israel to adhere to international law.
The numbers killed were not inclusive of 15-year-old Yusuf Abu Akka, who was shot and killed by Israeli forces, who claimed that he attempted to deface the Israeli separation wall. However, rights groups claim this act did not warrant Israelis opening live fire, and Amnesty has amounted these killings to war crimes. Palestinian officials agree that the killing and violations by the Israelis against the Palestinian population have escalated since the resumption of the peace talks. However, they remain divided on the action to take, with many Abbas supporters believing they should find a final framework agreement, but many disagree and believe they should take Israel to the International Criminal Court to try them for their crimes. Nell Burden for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.